We'll say it's a joy to be here this morning. And I don't quite know many of you here, and that's all right. what I heard this morning, you know the same God that I know. And I'll just tell you how I know that. I was coming up the steps from Sunday school this morning, and I was singing that song about the river of life. And I thought to myself, I said, I wonder where that song's at. I wonder what book it's in. I wonder if it's in the Songs of Faith or the hymn. I sure would like to hear that song this morning. I was singing it, coming up the steps, where the river of life goes ebbing by. We'll be looking on the beauty. I was thinking about that all the way up here. And then the brother got up there and led it, and well, I about had myself a time down there. You just don't know what that did for me. That gave me what I needed, and I appreciate that song. Y'all pray for us this morning. I ain't got a lot of scripture here. I ain't a big man of intelligent speech. I ain't nothing to be standing here in front of you today, but I do love the Lord, and I appreciate where He's brought us from and what He's done for us and given us our family and given us a home and given us our church family. And I tell you this, giving us this sense of peace to come into a place that I ain't never been in and feel at home. If it wasn't for the Lord, I wouldn't have that. And I'm glad of that. And I love each and every one of you today. And I'm glad that you're here. And if you got your Bibles, we're going to be reading out of Philippians chapter number 4. And I just got one verse. And the Lord's laid upon our hearts this morning to read unto you. And verse number 4, it's real short. Like I said, the Lord's just given this to us, and you pray for us real good, and we'll try to do the best that we can with what the Lord's given us. But verse number 4, chapter number 4, verse number 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You, Lord, for this day, and we thank You, Lord, for the many blessings of life. We thank You, Lord, for the opportunity to be with Your children, Lord, one more time. We pray, Lord, this morning that You just take Your church and You just let her be in one mind and one accord. Let the hearts, Lord, this morning be in unity and love. Lord, I pray, Lord, if there's any among us, Lord, that's lost or backslid, this morning be the good morning that they come to know You or draw nigh unto You. Lord, if we draw nigh unto You, You'll draw nigh unto us. Lord, we love You this morning and we thank You for mercy and grace. We thank You, Lord, for traveling grace and allowing us, Lord, to be here this morning. Lord, just take Your servant here and let us hide behind the cross. Crucify the flesh that You might get glory in all things this morning. Lord, we love You, Lord, and we thank You, Lord, for everything. And this we do humbly pray. Amen and amen. Now this morning in your hearing and what we've read unto you, we read a verse right here in the Philippians. And it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. There's just been one thing on my mind this morning since you called me yesterday, Brother Jeff. And it is rejoice. Thanks be unto God. I'm glad this morning I got something to rejoice about. I'm glad that the Lord's brought us here and He got us here safely. Ain't you glad that that's something to rejoice about? It is. The Lord woke you up this morning and gave the breath you breathe right here now. That's something to rejoice about this morning. But I want to say unto you this morning, the Lord saved my soul one day. And thanks be unto God. If there's anything we need to be rejoicing about,
it is that he saved our soul from somewhere we could be spending eternity to, which is hell. He gave us eternal life. Thanks be unto God this morning. If you've been saved by the grace of God, you've got something to rejoice about this morning. You certainly do. The Lord gave us this verse last night, and I didn't know quite what I'd do with it. I found it and I read it, and I tried to do our best to study with the time that we had. And I just began to think about this. We've got things to rejoice about. We got things this morning to be glad. The Bible says this, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. I'm glad there's a song that says, rejoice, for our Father in heaven knows our name. And thanks be unto God, it also says this, for our name is recorded in the book of life. Thanks be unto God this morning. If you lost and undone, you just got a name of life this morning, don't you? But there's a Lamb's book of life that our name's written down in. And thanks be unto God this morning. If you lost and undone, your name can be written down. And that's what we can rejoice about this morning. We certainly can. But the Lord was talking to us about some things this morning as we try to get this way, about some things to rejoice about. The disciples over there, when they were on their journey, Jesus Christ turned to them and gave them power to walk over serpents, to cast out demons, to do marvelous works in the sight of all men. They went forth and done these things, and they come back rejoicing. They told Jesus, they said, the spirits are subject unto us. How great is that? And then Jesus Christ said that he saw Satan come down from heaven. And then he went to say this. He said, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you. He said, but rather rejoice that your name is written down in heaven. Amen this morning. The Lord's gave me a lot of things. He's gave me a wife and kids. He's gave me a home. He's even supplied me a job. But let me tell you something. That thing, all those things that you look at don't hold nothing to what Jesus gave me one day. He wrote my name down one day. And thanks be to God. That's something to rejoice about this morning. That's just what's been all over us this morning. Rejoicing. Being glad. The day and time in which we live in. I'll be honest with you. A lot of people walking with doom and gloom all over them. It's hard to get a smile out of them. But every now and then, I'm glad for the smile that God puts on his children when he sends a song by that reminds you of what you've got to rejoice about. Amen. That song said, where the river of life goes passing by, we'll look upon the beauty and it'll fade not away. Thanks be unto God. I'll tell you what, that did more for me than anything else this morning. It reminded me I got a heavenly home, something that Jesus Christ went and prepared for me. I can rejoice about with you this morning. Thanks be unto God. He went away to prepare that place. And he also said, if it were not so, I would have told you. But he said, I'm going there, so rejoice about it. Thanks be unto God. He gave us some things to rejoice about this morning. That's just what the Lord's gave us this morning. Things to rejoice about. There's a lot of things that go on in this world. People going to the ballparks. People going. I told the wife the other day, My sister, now this is my family and I'm going to tell it. My sister and them went over there to my cousin's ball field and watched him play baseball. But my kid back there, he gets up and sings songs about how Jesus loves him. But don't nobody want to hear about that no more, do they? They'd rather go sit at a ball game. But thanks be unto God, I'd rather sit in God's people in the house with all his people because we got something in common. We got one heart and one mind and one accord. We can all rejoice about what's a coming. I'm talking about the Bible says Jesus when he was risen from the grave, he set apart and sat with his disciples for a little bit. And then he went away. And when the angels come in the cloud and got him, they all stood there gazing, looking up. And they said, why stand you here gazing? For surely as you see him going, you'll see him coming again on the clouds. Don't you know what that is today? That's something to rejoice about. This world gets hard sometimes. And it seems like we're toting a burden as far as we can go. But thanks be to God, one day there's a reunion coming. And it's something that we need to rejoice and be glad about. While we're down here today, there certainly is things to rejoice about. The Bible says there was a woman one time over there that had lost a piece of silver, didn't she? I'm still talking about things to rejoice about this morning. The Lord showed me something on the way up here. He said we can rejoice that our name's written down. He said we can rejoice that a lost sinner got saved. And we can rejoice about a backslidden person that's in that shape. They can find their self and find their way back to God. That's something to rejoice about, ain't it? Then I found this. This woman had lost a piece of silver. And the Bible says that she swept her house diligently looking for that that she had lost. And when she found it, you know what she did? She called up her neighbors and called up her friends and said, rejoice with me. Thanks be to God. I don't know about you, but I just want to rejoice this morning because the Lord has made his presence known this morning. And I'm here to tell you, he's here and ready to do what you need this morning. He certainly is. Couldn't nobody tell me he ain't here because I felt his spirit. And thanks be unto God, that's something to rejoice about, ain't it? That's something to be glad about. And thanks be unto God, before that chapter, there was a man there. He said this. He said, if a shepherd hath 100 sheep, if he lose one, does he not leave the 90 and 9 in the wilderness to go searching for the one that he lost? I'm here to tell you this morning, Jesus Christ is coming looking for you, lost person, this morning, and he wants to save you. Hey, you that's backslid, he wants to get you on up too. And hey, you that's been saved that needs to rejoice, he's got something for you too. Just come and get it this morning. He's looking for you, and he wants to give it to you this morning. No matter what shape, condition, form that you're in, God can take that and make something out of it, can't he? He can make something out of nothing. Let me tell you, I was lost and going straight to hell. I was. Jesus saved my soul, and I thought that was it. I thought that's all I needed. But then he took that old clay that the potter threw off to the side. Jesus come and said, move away. I can do something with that. And thanks be unto God, Jesus Christ grabbed it, put it on the wheel. And he started turning it. And he started making something that was worth rejoicing about this morning. And you can have the same thing this morning. You certainly can. I'm talking about stuff to rejoice about. We got a heavenly Father. Thanks be to God. And he sent his Son down here that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And then when his Son died on the cross and he went back to the Father sitting at the right hand making intercessions for me and you, he told his disciples this. He said, I'll pray to the Father that he'll send you another comforter. Amen. Ain't that something to rejoice about this morning? Because he didn't leave us comfortless, but he sent it unto us that we might find a little peace and comfort while we're down here today. And thanks be unto God, guess what that means? If you got that, then you got to... the chance to rejoice in his coming. Because he's going to come and he's going to see that spirit and he's going to see the blood that was shed on the cross. And if it's been applied to your life, if it's been applied to your soul this morning, and if it has, guess what? There's something to rejoice about. And if it hadn't, today can be a day of rejoicing for you. And that's what we're here looking for, a little bit of rejoicing. That old shepherd said, about him, it said this, when he finally found it, he put it up on his shoulders and he was rejoicing. He was glad. Why was he glad? Because he had found something that meant the world to him. Don't you know you mean something to Jesus today? And he wants to use you this morning. Hey, don't think it's strange. Devil tell you, they'll make fun of you. If you go down there and pray, you'll stand out to all them. Don't go down there and pray. But listen here, we don't want any of that. All we want to do is rejoice with you when you find something to rejoice about. Because if our hearts are all in the same place, we'll be able to work. Worship with you today. And rejoice. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. There was a man one day that looked at his father and said, Father, I know I'm telling you to ride down along the path. That's what the Lord showed me on that little bit of scripture. I read that and I found that and I thought, well, there's three things to rejoice about right there. Three things to rejoice about. This man asked for all that he had. He wanted his substance of what the father owed him. He said it was his to have, and he was going to do with it what he wanted to. He went to the big city over there and spent all his living on righteous living, all that he had on righteous living down there. And he got so far, and he went down there and found himself in the hog pen. Found himself down there eating with a swine. Do you know he was down there eating with a swine? He was down there eating with a swine. He was all alone, just him and them animals just sitting there, and they'd come out and throw some stuff out there. And he'd just try to get some. He was trying to steal food from the animals. And then the Bible said this, that he come to himself. And when he finally come to himself, he said this. He said, I could go. He said, my servants at my father's house do better than this. They eat and they're getting taken care of. He said, I've sinned against God and my father. He said, I'll just go up there and I'll say, Father, I've done wrong. I've been out of your will for quite a while now. If you just let me be your servant, I'll just do that. Hey, and then he got up from the place that he was in and he started out home. But guess what happened when he was on his way home? There was somebody looking for him, wasn't he? Hey, yeah. His father was standing out there and he said, come on in. He turned to him and said, go get the fatty calf. Go get me a robe and a ring. Here comes my son. And thanks be to God. They were doing this. They were having themselves a good time. Why? One of the sons over there said, Father, I've been with you. I haven't sinned against anything you've ever said. I've done everything you've told me to do. And you've never... give me a kid or made a feast for me. But guess what? He said this. He said, you are with me always. And he said, everything I have is yours. Thanks be to God. He said, but look, your brother, he was lost, but now he is found. His father was just trying to tell him, we got something to rejoice about. Don't worry about them things. They're yours anyway. Just be glad. Be exceedingly glad and rejoice today. Things to rejoice about. I'm glad the Lord sung that song this morning. There ain't nothing like the assurance of God, is it? That assurance by His Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, I about lost my seat down there. That song, come on, I ain't going to quit talking about that. I'm going to go on and tell it. But you know why that is? That's because He gave me something to rejoice about. Before I got here, I had something to rejoice about. But the song just reminded me a little bit that I had something to rejoice about. I had something more to rejoice about that was deep down inside that this world can't see. Them kids sung a song, God is bigger than all my problems. He's bigger than any mountain, anything I can't see. He's bigger than that. Don't you know that's true? But don't you know this? That's something to rejoice about, ain't it? That's something to be glad about, ain't it? That's something to be glad to know this, that no matter what trials or tribulations might come, Christ is always going to be there. And guess what? Though it might seem bigger than you, it ain't bigger than Him. And that's something to rejoice about this morning, that He's able to help us in a time of need. He's able to do that. I just appreciate being here this morning. It might not have been much for you. Things to rejoice about. If you're lost and undone, you got something you can rejoice about. Need to be saved, you can come be saved. God's pricking at your heart, and your heart's beating out of your chest. You realize today that you've never been saved. That's something to rejoice about. That's something that we could all together as a church rejoice about. Lord saved your soul before, and it's been a long time since you testified. And you just want to tell the Lord you love Him because you realize you've got something to rejoice about this morning. That's enough to rejoice about. Or you've been out of the will of the Lord for a while now, and you've been trying to figure out how you can get back in. You said, Lord, if you just... There's been plenty of times, Brother Jeff, I said, Lord, if you just let them do this, if you just do this, or if you just show me this one thing, I'll do what you tell me to. But let me tell you this, the Lord ain't no bargainer. He wants you to do it right then and there on the spot. And if the Lord's asking you to do it right now, now's the time. It ain't later. It ain't when you get home and you say, Lord, if you just let me get home and if this is all fixed, I'll do something else. No, He wants you right now because we got something we need to rejoice about. And it's God's saving grace today. He's able to save to the uttermost. He's able to get down and get you no matter how far out you go. He's able to help you this morning. And He can do that. I don't know, that might seem strange to you this morning, but that's just how the Lord laid it out for me. He said, I'm able to take care of all them problems. I can save, I can pull nigh, and I can remind them to rejoice. I can remind them that they have something to be glad about. And I'm glad this morning He done that for me. I'm glad He done that for me. He gave me that song, and that song, I don't know why. It just eats me alive. Why? I was walking up them steps, and that song just come to me, and then they get up here, and they, man, y'all showed out this morning, didn't you? That's just something else. I thought, man, that choir, that thing just sounds beautiful. And I loved it. You know what? I love to hear good singing, and I love to hear singing. But it makes it so much better when you know what you're singing about, don't it? It makes it so much better when you know what you're singing about. You know what you got down deep inside. You know what you're rejoicing about this morning. And it is God's saving grace. It certainly is.
That just did me good this morning. I appreciate it. As they come around and get a verse of a song.